guys. Thanks for tuning in. We're happy to present to you this new show. Be sure to listen through to the end for some exciting announcements.
Clam, a mighty sea mollusk or an unknowable concept? Today, we invite you to join us on a journey as we invoke Clam and share with you its mysterious, wondrous powers. Powers that have troubled the sleep of kings and of peasants for centuries. To honor, to glory, to Clam! Let us begin. Book 1. Who is Clam?
Okay, Alice, my name is Dr. Bett, and I'm going to run this probe over your abdomen for the ultrasound. You can watch what's going on inside right there on the screen.
This is so exciting, Fred. I can't believe we're about to see our baby for the first time.
I know, honey.
Okay, that all looks good. Now here we should be able to see... Oh.
What is it?
Don't panic. But there's good news and bad news. You're not actually pregnant in the usual sense of the word. But there is a semi-precious pearl inside of your uterus, about the size of a bocce ball. See? Right there. You're pregnant with a rare jewel. Congratulations.
I don't understand.
Would you like for me to reach up there and extract it?
I don't know. Up until 2 seconds ago, I thought this was my baby. How did this happen?
Well, natural pearls form when an irritant works its way into a mollusk, or in this case, your uterus. As a defense mechanism, a fluid is used to coat the irritant layer by layer until a lustrous pearl is formed. Now, this is just a gyno's theory, but I would guess that when you and Fred were making whoopee, your body thought Fred's semen was a nasty irritant and reacted defensively. But beauty is begotten from this strange chaos.
Well, I'm gonna have to disagree with you there, Doc, because my semen is perfect.
Okay, Fred.
This explains why I've been waking up to eat spoonfuls of Old Bay in the middle of the night, doesn't it?
I don't think so. Alice, listen. I know you're upset, but there's definitely a bright side here. That pearl in your uterus is easily worth $250,000.
What?
And that's not even close to what you could accomplish on the black market.
Alice, do you know what this means? We can finally buy our dream house and go to Hawaii and fix my semen. Doc, extract that pearl right now and wrap it up in a blue box.
No!
What, Alice?
Doctor, put those clamps away. No one is extracting this pearl from my uterus. Not now, not ever.
Alice, it pains me immensely to say this, but I think I'm on Fred's side here. Not because I agree with him or respect him, but because the pearl will keep growing, and then there won't be any room in there for a baby.
I don't care about that, don't you see? Before I grew this pearl inside my womb like a virgin queen, I was nobody. I was boring old Alice Schroeder, who got married straight out of high school to my dumbass volleyball coach.
Hey!
Fred, please don't interrupt me. And went on to work reception at the local OBGYN's office, with nothing to hope for except that one day, maybe, just maybe, I'd get pregnant myself and finally see what was behind those doors that the women with the big bellies go behind to scream. But now... now everything has changed. I'm not a nobody anymore. I'm a girl with $250,000 inside my cooch. I can do anything I want to do, be anything I want to be, go on Dr. Phil, I don't know. I'm not going to give that all up for quick cash. I finally have a price. Me.
That's insane.
Be quiet, Fred. Alice, I've seen inside a lot of women in my day, and I've seen a lot of really impressive things. Scary things, beautiful things. But you, my dear, are by far the most impressive of them all.
Because of my strength of conviction?
No, because you grew a pearl inside of you like a clam. Look, I have another appointment now, so I gotta skedaddle, but I wish you the best.
Thanks for everything, truly.
No problem. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, the hell you didn't.
Shut up, Fred.
Well, as it's my daughter and her husband's 15th wedding anniversary, I'd like to make a toast. Cheers to you both.
Cheers!
Thanks, Dad.
Wow, Mom and Dad, you guys have been married for a long time.
Well, when you find the right person, it's easy being together forever.
Aw, Danny.
You know, kids, your mother very nearly married someone else back in the day. Someone I approved of intensely.
Whoa, really?
Dad, please don't.
What? I'm not allowed to tell a story?
No, actually, I want to hear this. Patty, you told me I was your only love.
Well...
His name was Rip Clam Winkle.
What?
Here we go.
His name was young Rip Clam Winkle, and for him Patty's heart did tinkle. They'd skip school sometimes, feigning the shingles. They'd go up in the mountains together and do stuff.
Mom, you skipped school for a guy named Rip Clam Winkle?
I was young. It was just a fling.
It was most certainly not a fling. They were inseparable. I caught them making a blood pact once.
What?
And I'd let it happen.
Well, then why? Where's Rip Clam Winkle now?
We just grew apart.
No, 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 no. One day, Rip Clam came to me begging for permission to plan a great wedding. He loved Patty more than were words, more than Way loved her mischievous curds. As a son, I would love him exclusively. And I said to him right as he left from me, if my daughter ever married another Rip Clam, that marriage would be a ridiculous sham.
Hey, wait a second here. What are you...
So Rip Clam asked Patty for her hand, and she said, oh my goodness, yes ma'am. And they went up in the mountains together to do the deed.
Mom, I don't understand. Are you married to someone else?
No.
No, she is not. Because right before they could go through with it, Rip Clam Winkle died tragically. And the whole town mourned because he was the greatest, most complicated, most beautiful man they would ever know.
What did he die from? Being too tall, dark, and handsome?
No.
Well, what was it then?
Clam attack.
What?
So you see, children, if your mother had married Rip Clam Winkle instead of your father, you wouldn't have even been born. So you should consider yourselves very lucky that those clams lusted for blood.
Damn.
Oh, please.
I just have one question. Was he called Rip Clam Winkle because of the clam attack, or was it just a coincidence?
No one knows.
Book 2. What is Clam?
This is your captain speaking. We've now reached our cruising altitude of 3,500 feet, 1,100 meters. You can now unbuckle your seatbelts and turn on your electronic devices. We should now be reaching LAX in the next 4 hours. Thank you. Boy, I do love flying airplanes. Don't you, co-pilot?
Sorry, what? I was distracted.
Oh. What's wrong, buddy? You've seemed off all day today.
Well, it's just... I think there's something wrong with my pet clam.
Oh, no. What do you think it is?
Well, I've had it for almost a year now, and it hasn't turned into a turtle yet.
What?
My clam! I'm sure it would have grown its legs and turned into a turtle by now.
Co-pilot, I can't believe I have to say this, but... clams do not turn into turtles. Those are entirely different animals.
What? No way.
Yeah, it's, one's a clam, one is a turtle, and there's no way one turns into another. And also, why do you want your clam to turn into a turtle?
Well, I have a mouse problem in my house. It's urgent.
Okay, all right, you have a mouse problem. Sure, I'm there. Tell me exactly what a turtle would do.
Turtles turn into snakes, duh, and the snake would eat the mice.
Co-pilot, And I know this is going to come as a shock again, but turtles do not turn into snakes.
Fuck my hole! Well, I better get a snake before those mice turn into feral dogs.
No, no, again, no. Mice don't turn into feral dogs. Listen, no animal turns into another animal.
Pandas don't turn into cows?
No.
A seahorse doesn't turn into a land horse?
No.
Charmander doesn't turn into Ivysaur?
That is a Pokemon. Those are Pokemon. And also, no, it doesn't.
You're telling me that tadpoles don't turn into frogs?
Oh, okay, well, that one is kind of like the exception that proves the rule, I guess.
Huh.
You're, really not smart. How did you even become a pilot?
I have 20/20 vision.
Oh.
Hi, welcome to the Nasty Clam, where everything is feminist, women are nasty, and all vaginas are clams. Are you looking for anything special today?
I need a gift for a friend of mine. She just got a promotion at work and she is crushing it.
Good for her. What a nasty ass boss bitch with a disgusting little clam. We love her.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so we have feminist teas, mugs, keychains, diva cups, clam cream, weighted blankets that could suffocate you when it all becomes too much.
I think a tote bag would be great.
Oh, okay. A tote. They're all over here. Oh, we've got your standard girl boss one, but can you say boring?
True, she probably already has something like that.
Okay, what else? Oh, here's just a girl boss building her empire and making men her slaves. That one's fun.
Yeah, I don't know if she'd like the slaves part, to be honest.
Aw, bummer. Oh, this one is really empowering. Big dreams and a fat puss.
Ew, no.
Okay. How about well-behaved women rarely make history, so if you follow the rules, you might as well kill yourself, you stupid heifer.
What? Why would you make that?
Well, you don't become Ruth Bader Ginsburg by being a stupid heifer now, do you?
This doesn't seem very inspiring.
You know what? You don't really seem like you have a nasty clam. And if you don't have a nasty clam, well, you might as well have a penis. And if you have a penis, you couldn't possibly be a feminist.
No, I have a nasty clam. I do.
Okay, good. In that case, I think I know exactly what you're looking for. Let me show you our special stock right through this curtain. For the nasty clam who stands for something, she just doesn't know exactly what. Back here, we've got our signature nasty clam guns.
Oh, no. That's okay. I think I'm just gonna go with this.
Okay, let me just ring you up here. Thanks for your purchase. Bye.
Congrats on your promotion. I got you a little something.
The Nasty Clam? Oh my gosh, I love this store. Aw, a tote bag. I broke the glass ceiling so hard I cannot stop bleeding. Someone please call an ambulance. It's everywhere. I'm losing consciousness. Oh my god, I love it.
I knew you would, bitch.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
Good, good. Hey, thanks again for letting me come over and watch the game here. My TV's still broken and you're the only one I know with cable.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, throw it on. Here, have a beer.
Aw, oh, thanks.
Yeah, can I get you something to eat? Some Campbell soup?
What was that?
Campbell soup?
No, thank you. Sorry, I'm not a big soup guy.
Sure, yeah. I've got cold cuts. I can whip you up a clam and Swiss.
Jeff, are you just trying to get me to comment on that big clamshell necklace you have on?
Yeah, I'm really insecure about it. It's not too much, not too clamboyant.
No, not at all.
Alright, because I got it from the Nasty Clam. It's a 2004 Aero Pastel clamshell necklace, you know, part of the Tony Hawk collection. I paid $800 for this.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, no, it looks really good. Actually, can I get another beer?
Yeah, sure thing. Same one you're drinking?
Yeah, another Sam Adams.
Clam Adams coming up.
Dude, I said the necklace looked nice, all right?
Okay, I'm sorry. I get really insecure because, like, Tony Hawk's not a big draw anymore, so I feel like I gotta keep checking.
You know what? That's actually a really nice family portrait on the wall. Who's that next to your dad?
Yeah, that's my uncle, actually. He fought in Klom.
All right, man. Look, the necklace is fine, all right? You don't need to keep trying to subtly bring it up.
Okay. Let's just watch the game. We gotta see who becomes division clampions. See someone hit a grand clam.
Jeff!
I can't help it!
Alright, well, at least baseball seems too easy for you to keep making up puns. Let's try watching a movie instead to hopefully get your mind off the necklace. Here, how about Baywatch?
Yeah, I think there's a cameo from Pamela Anderson.
Alright, I should have seen that one coming. How about this one?
Space Jam? Oh, wait, fuck, hold that up again.
Jeff, I think something's going on with you. We should get to a hospital. They can maybe take your vitals, hook you up to an electrocardio clamp. Oh no.
Come on, Jeff, stay. We can play a game outside. I've got Can Jam.
Clam Jam.
Clam.
So this necklace is cursed, right?
Yes.
Book 3. Where is Clam?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the 14th annual Lincoln County Clam Eating Contest. Our top four contestants here are battling it out for the title of Clam King of Lincoln County. I'll be commentating on the event, and oh, looks like they're about to get started here. And they're off! Contestant 1 is starting off strong, getting those clams down, but Contestant 2 is hot on their trail. Contestant 3 seems to not understand he needs to shuck the clams, and he swallowed one, clamshell and all. Contestant 2 just hit 10 clams! Contestant 3 now seems to be doing the universal sign of choking, and Contestant 1 just hit 10 clams, neck and neck with Contestant 2. And it looks like Contestant 3's face has gone blue, paramedics rushing onto the scene, you hate to see it. Contestant 2 is using his one water break strategically early in the race. Let's see how that pays off. And what are the odds? Contestant 4 is now choking also. Paramedics seem to only be able to save one of the contestants. Tough decisions here. And Contestant 1 is now taking his water break as Contestant 2 approaches 20 clams. Contestant 1 seems recharged. He's picking up speed. The paramedics seem to have chosen Contestant 4 as the one to die. They're trying to resuscitate Contestant 3. Looks like they've chosen him because while he is a bit older, he is much more handsome. Contestant 1 is now at 25 clams. Contestant 2 right behind, unfazed by the man dying beside him. Contestant 2 hitting 25 clams. Contestant 1 just hit 30 clams. A priest has entered, giving last rites to Contestant 4 as he enters into the afterlife. Contestant 1 is on track to break the record for most clams eaten of 35. He's at 31, 32. Brief moment of silence for Contestant 4. And that's 36 clams, a new record. Contestant 1 has won. I'm being told we have not only a new record for the county, but also the entire state. And services for Contestant 4 will be held tomorrow morning, which I will be announcing tastelessly. Tune in.
We all know the story of the Little Mermaid, but the tales of the sea don't stop with Ariel. This is the story of Heather, the little clam maid.
Wow, it looks like Heather is in a really good mood today.
Ugh, she's so weird.
Shh, sister, she isn't weird. She's just the most unique of our father, King Triton's merchildren.
You know her mother was Dr. Bett, human gynecologist.
Oh God, here she comes.
Hey, Heather. What has you singing so well today?
Well, sisters, I saved a craggy old fisherman from drowning, pulled him right from the sea, and now we're in love.
But you're a clam.
Yeah, so what?
Sister, come on now. We all know that Heather can do anything the rest of us mermaids can, even if she doesn't have beautiful human arms or breasts.
I don't need any, because I'm 80% tongue and 100% whole, and for any real action, that's all you need. You told me that.
And that's absolutely true, but...
Heather, did you even talk to this dude?
We didn't need to. We just Frenched until his crew came to pick me up. He opened my shell, licked his lips, put on a sexy bib, and stuck his tongue right in. So I took my whole tongue body and smooched right back for 12 hours.
Heather, darling, are you sure he wasn't trying to eat you?
We French kissed.
But Heather...
We French kissed and I would die for him now.
Heather, we're your sisters. We're just trying to look out for you.
Wow. My wise older sister trying to get in the way of my happiness. I see through you. You're just jealous. Yes, your beautiful singing can lure any sailor to their deaths. Yes, you're a fishy wet dream. But you have no vag. And what am I?
A clam.
Exactly. I'm all clam, baby. I got what you never will. Now don't try to stop me. I'm finding my sailor's boat, and I'm going to French kiss him for the rest of eternity while you two sad sacks revel in your corpses or whatever it is normie mermaids do.
That sailor is absolutely going to eat her.
Yep.
Meanwhile...
And then I tried to bite down into its briny goodness, but ended up French kissing that clam for 12 hours straight. I think I still hear it sometimes singing, tempting me. I'll catch ye, you slippery songstress of a clam!
But Captain, why didn't you just bite down?
Because it was kind of hot.
Wait, are you in love?
I'm hungry, matey.
Oh, don't worry, Captain. Surely we'll catch some fish soon. Be a miracle! The nets are filling!
That singing! What ho! Do you hear that, sailor?
Aye, Captain! Heave ho!
My God! Could it be me clam?
My love, finally!
Into the soup you go!
And they all lived happily ever after. Book 4. When is Clam?
Welcome back to Cooking Through History. Today we're tackling one of the most contentious divides in the culinary world, New England clam chowder versus Manhattan clam chowder. With me is food historian Dr. Ralph the Bake McDuff on the subject. Thank you for coming, Dr. McDuff.
Thank you for having me.
So, clam chowder.
Yes, there's a great schism between the two soups, mostly centering around its base, the old cream versus tomato debate. But what I think is interesting is both technically got it wrong. You see, both New Englanders and Manhattanites use multiple clams. This is an abomination. It's clam chowder, meaning there should only be one clam.
Interesting. You mean only one clam in the soup?
No. I mean only one clam ever.
I'm not following.
Well, you wouldn't, would you? Because I went to big boy history school and you went to little boy journalism school.
I went to Brown.
Shh! I need you to listen to me. I need you all to listen to me. Through my research, I discovered the soup is much, much more ancient than another tired debate between New England and New York.
Was that thunder?
I found a manuscript at Oxford, written in ancient runes, describing a great, enormous clam emerging from the water and revealing itself to the druids. In order to worship the clam, the druids stuck it in some broth and kept the pot boiling for over 1,000 years. Though time progressed and the druids seemingly disappeared, their offspring traveled to the Americas and founded the United States.
I thought the founding fathers were masons, not druids.
Little boy journalist, explain Boston to me then!
What?
Its roads make the shape of a clam.
No, it doesn't.
Silence! But the founders turned their back on their old ways, neglected to keep the pot boiling, and let their progeny run amok, tainting it with bastard clams from an unholy sea. Your New England and Manhattan clam chowder.
Do you hear something?
I hear the call of an angry clam god who waits, dreaming. And whether it be Manhattan or Innsmouth, Massachusetts, he will rise again and punish ye sorrowful chefs. I hear his call, and I think so do you.
Who is he?
The thing cannot be described. There is no language for such abysms of shrieking and immemorial lunacy, such eldritch contradictions of all matter, force, and cosmic order. Little boy journalist, you could never comprehend him. So that's what I mean, one clam, singular.
Well, Dr. McDuff, that is fascinating stuff, but tell me, for our listeners, are you a tomato or a cream person?
Call me controversial, but I'm on the side of a good Manhattan clam chowder.
Book 5. Why is clam?
Hi, everybody. My name is Mikey Manson, no relation to Charles. Are you like me at all? Not emotionally or anything. I mean, do you like to take baths but also get frustrated when you have to drain down all that water? What a waste. I mean, you just use it once and then it's gone down the drain and then it ends up in a landfill and then you have to keep paying for more water like a bitch chump. Well, if what I just said is true, then you are like me. In which case, I recommend to you that you buy my product here. I call it Clam Bath. What it is it's a bucket full of clams that I'll drive over in my Winnebago, and then you can put them in your bath. Clams are bottom feeders and naturally filter water. They'll make a big old feast of the oil and filth you leave behind in the bath, and then they'll clean it right up. So next time, you can just use the same bath water again and again. Honestly, you don't even need a drain with these bad boys, so you may as well get rid of it. And you might be thinking, if I fill up my bathtub full of clams, won't I be mocked and ostracized by my friends and family? Well, let me spell something out for you, fucko. You don't need your old friends anymore. I'm your real friend. Me and the clams are your real friends now. Forget about your old friends. Forget about your family. They don't understand you. Me and the clams understand you. Throw out your drain, delete all your contacts, divorce your spouse, helter-skelter, I am Charles Manson's son, and I'm trying to sell you a bathtub full of clams.
Hey, John. Please, come sit down.
Hi, Margo. This is a really nice office. Can I ask what this meeting is about?
Of course. So firstly, me and everyone else here at HR wanted to congratulate you on being promoted to Flavor Design Specialist here at Ben & Jerry's.
Oh my gosh, thanks. You know, I've always dreamed of being the person who designed the new flavors for you guys.
Well, we're glad to have you. I also called you in because your manager thought it might be a good idea for us to go over a couple of the flavor suggestions you submitted for this week.
Is there a problem?
No, we do this with all the new designers. Going over my notes here, it looks like you submitted a couple of interesting ones. Oreo cookie, butterscotch, brownie with walnuts. It all seems very promising.
Thank you.
Oh, looks like I forgot one at the end here. I'm sorry. Does this say clamato juice? Like a clam and tomato juice combination flavor?
Yeah, I thought it might be fun to go savory on one of them.
Okay. And just as a follow-up, do you have a tiny little car that you drive around all your family and friends in?
I have a Ford Focus. I wouldn't say that's tiny.
Huh, that's weird. What about big red shoes that make you walk around all funny? Or a tiny unicycle? Or a little horn that beeps when you squeeze the end? No funny name like Borco or Bingo or...
My name is John and these are loafers. Is there an issue with how I look or...
I'm just checking for my records to make sure you aren't a clown. Are you not?
No.
Then what the fuck is this clown shit you're trying to pull here, Borco?
Who is Borco? What are you talking about?
Do you know how many ice cream brands have started coming out with fun flavors? Flavors that hipsters are going to want to share on their Instagram pages? That teens are going to want to make TikTok dances about? We're fighting for our fucking lives to compete, and you're out here just trying to come up with some salty bullshit like this is Charlie and the goddamn chocolate factory! I need stuff that'll sell! Or this whole thing could go under. All because of you. Hundreds of people's jobs vanished. All because you shit the bed. Is that what you want? You want to live with that guilt, Borco?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I had no idea I was such a little boy ice cream maker. I should have went to big boy ice cream school. Oh Christ, this is so much pressure. I quit. I can never design flavors for Mr. Ben and Jerry's. I don't have what it takes. Stupid, Porco, stupid.
I should start emailing feedback for these.
Hi, folks. My name is Chris. I'll be your server tonight. Can I get you anything other than water to drink?
I'm fine with water.
Me too.
All right. I'll give you two a moment to look over the menu, and I'll be right back.
I have to say, it's really nice to meet you, Ryan. You look even better than your profile.
Aw, shucks, Kim. You also look beautiful.
What was that joke on your profile again?
Don't worry. I'll never be shellfish. I'm allergic.
You're hysterical. Is that like a kosher thing or?
No, I'm actually very allergic to shellfish.
Oh, so what would happen if you ate like an oyster? Would your throat just get a little scratchy?
Well, first I'd sweat like a lot. Then my face would get all red and puffy.
Yeah.
And then my throat would close up.
So when you go in the ocean, how does that work?
What?
What happens if, like, a little shrimpy swims up right to you and gives you a little tickle? Or what if...
All right, I see what's going on here. God, why does this keep happening to me?
What's wrong?
Look, I know, all right? I know that my shellfish allergy makes me irresistible, almost incomprehensibly attractive.
Attractive? What? I didn't even notice.
Of course you noticed, because if I ever hurt you, ticked you off, annoyed you in the slightest way, you could annihilate me with the tiniest morsel of shellfish. I'm every woman's fantasy, and I'm not looking for a relationship with that imbalance of power. Not again.
Okay, I admit, I did just read 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm looking to experiment with a little light BDSM. And that's why you appealed to me initially. But after I talked to you, I realized how much I care about you and that I would never hurt you. I just want to brush a little piece of clam over your cheek and see what color it would turn and just get my rocks off for a little while.
Huh. Wow. Well, I could tell by the tears in your eyes that you meant everything you just said. And I do like you, so you know what? I'm willing to try. But you also have to love me for my personality, Kim. My interests. I like golf and whittling.
I can do that.
You'd have to come with me to golf tours. You'd have to be comfortable with little wood chips all over our porch. And the last thing is, you have to know my name is actually Rip Clam Winkle. My mom said that name came to her in a vision the night before I was born. But it's weird, so I just go by Ryan.
Ryan, Rip Clam Winkle, whatever. That all sounds fine, okay? That plus a steaming hot shellfish allergy is just the icing on the cake.
Really?
Really. Now, let's say you and I head back to my place and make whoopee.
Hi, folks. Me again. Have you decided?
Yes. Give us your biggest plate of clams.
To go.
Now that you know of clam, carry it with you always. I have been your chronicler, Mark Stauffenberg, and this has been Only Sketches About Clam. Be sure to subscribe for bonus clam and leave a 5-clam review. It would really help us out. And coming in 2021, Only Sketches About presents its first full season. Get hyped for a new year and a new batch of themes brought to you in a steady release format that we as consumers are wired to enjoy. We are pleased to bring you Only Sketches About Camp, Unidentified Flying Objects, Falling, The Heart, The Gift Shop, $7, Success, and the highly requested Only Sketches About, Only Sketches About. Only Sketches About Clam was written by James Azzaretti, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Iban Kulkarni, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott. Performances by James Azzaretti, Gamal El-Sawah, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Iban Kulkarni, Jenna Sheridan, Mark Stauffenberg, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott. Intro music by Nicholas R. Nelson. Some sound design provided by Eric Meehan. This has been an OSA comedy production.